Parshas Tazria, Sheni, Perek Yigimel, Pasuk, Chotel. O Basar, Ki Yeb or Baro Michlas Ish. If a person will have a burn from fire on his skin, if I saw Michlas HaMechve, Baharis Levana Adademis or Levana, and the healed skin of the burn is a reddish white, Baharis, or is entirely white. Rashi says, Michlas HaMechve, sentiment, Velaz, She, Chaisa HaMechve, the burn healed, Venepach Baharis, but it turned to a Baharis, Pesucha with a mixture of white and red, olivana chalaka, or solid white. Simani milcha, and the signs of impurity for a burn, simani shchina, and the signs of inflammation of impurity for an inflammation, shavim, they're the same thing. Lomachulka, kasa, why the Torah divide them, they're the same thing. Lomach, aim, starvim, zem, zem. These two different sources of tsaras are not able to join together. Meaning, for example, lomach to say, so I mean to say, nolad chatsi gris b'shchin, if a half of a gris, a certain size of a baharis, of an inflammation where it healed exists, v'chatzi gris b'mechve, and half a gris of baharis of a burn was found, lo yidunu k'gris, we don't view it as one full gris, to be a sheer, complete size for tuma. Pasuk hafei, v'ra osa akwein, the kohen v'si, v'ni napach se'er levon b'baharis, umarea mok min ha'or, and behold, the baharis turned white in the baharis, and it appears deeper than the skin, tsaras hi, it is tsaras b'mechve paracha, with a tzaras that is erupted from the burn, the timei asal koin negat tzarasi, and the koin will be tamehim. That burn area is a negat tzaras. Pasuk chavav, v'im yirena koin, and if the koin will see v'nei in b'beh hair seir levon, there's no white hair. V'shvala inina or mina or, and it is not lower than the skin. V'nichera and it's dim. V'skara koin shvasim, the koin will have to enclose him for 7 days. Pasuk chavzayin, v'roa koin v'yom ha'shvi, and the koin will see him on the seventh day. V'im pasal sifse b'or, if the negat spreads on the skin, b'timei koin, also negat tzarasi, and the koin will be mitamehem, because this is now defined as a nega, this burn is considered a negat tzaras. Pasuk chaf ches, v'im tachteh sa'amod ha-baharis, but if the baharis stands in this place, lo pasasa, b'or, and it doesn't spread on the skin, v'hi chayan, it's dim still, se'is ha-mechvehi, it's defined as the se'is of the burn, b'tiaro ha-koin, ki tzaras mechvehi, and the koin will make him pure, because it's just considered scarring of the burn. If a man or a woman whom there will be an affliction on the scalp or on the beard, Rashi says, the Torah is making a trying to distinguish between nega b'makom seyar, the nega b'makom basar, between a nega which is found in a hairy place and a nega which is found in a place of flesh. For this one, the affliction of b'makom basar has a certain type of impurity, simanu for impurity, which is b'seir lavan with white hair, v'zeh simanu b'seir sal. But this, in the hairy place, the impurity is a sign of with a yellowish hair. Pasuk v'ad v'ra koin as a nega, and the koin will see the nega b'ni mareo amok min ha'or, and the nega is actually deeper than the skin, v'seir sal dak, for there's a very thin, weak hair that has a yellowish tinge. B'timei asal koin, the koin will make him tame. Nesekhu is considered like a nesek. Tzaras harosh o zakin hu, it is the tzaras of the head or the beard. Rashi says, "Uvo ser sahu shnepach ser shachar shalol so," meaning it was originally black and then it turned yellowish. Nesaku kach shemo, that's what it's called. Shal nega shemakom ser, that's the name of the affliction. The nega which is found in the hairy place. Rashi says, "But the pasuk continues." Pasuk lamelat chira koin es nega hanesek. If the coin will see this nesek affliction, v'hinei and behold, emar hamok min or. And behold, it's the infliction is not deeper than the skin. You see a shachar, and the hair is black, ain't bow. But there is, you see a shachar, ain't bow, but there's no black hair there. V'skira koin es nega hanesek shivasimim. The koin shall put him in quarantine, close him off, this nega, for 7 days. Rashi says, v'see a shachar, ain't bow, ha'yabo see a shachar. If there was a dark hair in that area, tar, it would actually be tar. V'ain tzrach li'sagir, it doesn't have to be closed off. Because dark hair automatically means you're tahar, been a sucking regarding the afflictions in the hairy parts. And that dark hair sprouted there, that automatically makes it tahar. The only case in the Torah where you have to do quarantine is where there's no hair. It's just that the skin is not, the appearance is not deeper than the skin. The Kohen will see on the seventh day. And then the nesek did not spread. But there still was no yellowish hair in it. So Mar Hanesek Eino Omek Minar, and the appearance of this nesek was not deeper than the skin. Rashi says, "Vini lopasah impossible. If it did spread, or it did have a yellowish hair, tame. Then this nesek becomes tame. Pasuk Amigil Viskaleach Viskalach Es Hanesek Below Galeach. Then he should shave himself, but he should not shave that which is with the nesek. And he has to do another set of closing off for 7 days. You have to shave around the nesek. Meaning, you should leave two hairs next to it, some around it, so it can be discernible, impossible if it's spread. Because if it were to spread, it will pass beyond the hairs, and it will go to the shaved area. And that would be considered a source of tumah. Pasuk lamed down. The ra kohen es nesek, and the kohen will see the nesek be on the shvi'ah in the second set of 7 days. After that, v'nei lo pasa nesek ba'or, and behold, the nesek did not spread on the skin. Umari inin al mukminar, and its appearance is not deeper than the skin. V'tihar osa hakohen v'chim v'spaget al v'tihar. The kohen is mitar him, but he has to wash his clothing to become tar. Pasuk lamed hey, v'impasa yifse hanesek ba'or. But if the nesek would spread on the skin, achrei tar, so after he became pure. Rashi says, "Ein li ela posa." We only know that he become tamei if it spreads la'achar haptur after he was dismissed by the kohen. Minayin after sof shavua rishon. How do you know if it's at the end of the first week? Sof shen shavua sheni at the end of the second week and it spreads. How do you know that's also tamei because it's never explicit in the pasuk? Tamanor pasuk tipse means the if it shall spread. The double verb is to include everything as well. That should become tamei. Pasuk on above v'ra kohen v'ni pasa nesek ba'or. The kohen will see, and behold, the nesek spread on the skin. The kohen does not have to examine it for yellow hairs, because once it's spread, it becomes tamei. Now she says, the pasuk continues, the pasuk but if he sees the nesek standing in its place, and the dark hair sprouted into it, nirpa nesek taharu, the nesek is healed, he is pure, the kohen will make him pure. Rashi says, "Sir Shachor Minayin after Yarok, even yellow, the Adam and even red, meaning different colors which are not Sheinotzav, which are not this yellowish areas. I know they're also Tar Tam Lomar, the Seir and dark hair, the Ulamatza Hovdome, to what is yellowish, and to what is yellowish, similar to the Tam Tzav, to the appearance of gold. So Kamo Zahuv like gold, which means Orpel Golaz." Which is like a type of pale gold, which means golden. So anything that's not that, either yellow or dark, anything included as the pasuk of as the letter vav implies, that is considered a siman tahor. Rashi continues tarhu v'tirah kohen hatame. But an impure affliction tishtirah kohen lo yitar. The only way the kohen could be mitar the person is if the nega was actually tahor. But if the affliction was actually impure. The kohen is no right to purify this person anymore. Pasuk lamed ches ish o ishak yeh ba'or b'saram. A man or a woman have spots on the skin of their flesh, baharos, which are these white spots, baharos levanos, these white spots. Rashi says baharos chaveros spots. Pasuk lamed tes v'ra kohen and the kohen will see v'nei ba'or b'saram baharos keheos levanos. And you'll see on the skin of their flesh these dim white spots. So what's the halacha? Boaku parach ba'or tarhu. It is a boak, which is erupted on the skin and it is pure. Rash says, keos levenos she'in lo ben shala'az. Meaning it's white, it's very dim, and the whiteness is not so intense, but it's very dim. Boak, kemo loven, which is like a white patch. Hanira b'sar adam, which is seen on the flesh of a reddish complexioned person. Shikoron rois, which is the word rose, in Old French, which is like a reddish skin, bein chaveros between the spots, amdam dumos of his redness, kari bohak. So that's called bohak, these white patches. Ki ish adshon, like a freckled person, shebein adasha, which between each freckle, ma'afhika basir veloshon tzach. The flesh shines with a gleaming whiteness, that's what bohak is, these white patches gleam outside of the redness of the skin. So in that case, it'll be tar.